Greetings. This is Nelson Olmsted, about to introduce a cowboy who produced a bestseller. But first, listen a moment to Clint Gruber, our spokesman for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Nelson with another chapter from his storybook.
It's just where the pine forests of central Oregon break over into the limitless land of sagebrush and rim rock between Bend and Lakeview, land where they measure distance not by miles, but by looks. That faint purple range, they say, is just about two long looks away. That's the high desert country, and Reuben Long is its most eloquent spokesman and humorist. And speaking of his life in the desert, Rube says, Nearly everything I've done in my life is due to horses. I've raised them, worked them, broke them, sold them. How much you call a horse-made man? I bought my first saddle when I was 7. You hardly ever find anyone so horse-diversified. Reuben Long's family moved from Lakeview to Christmas Lake Country when Rube was just 2. The year was 1900, as Rube says, just to start even with the century and make it easy to remember. They ran cattle on the sparse desert range and, of course, raised horses. Rube says, Folks say we raise fast horses in this country. They have to be fast. In the desert, a horse has to feed at 30 miles an hour all day long just to get enough to eat. Well, life in the desert was seldom easy. Homesteaders came in the early years of the 20th century. Often after a few heartbreaking dry years, they moved along, sadder and wiser. But the Longs stayed on. Rube got his own ranch near Fort Rock, made a little money rounding up wild horses. And one year, he decided to experiment. He recalls, I hired some neighbors to plow up 300-400 acres and seeded it to rye. Normally, in this country, we don't count crops by the tons or bushels. If they are alive, they are a success. But that year, it rained. First thing I knew, I had over half a section of the nicest rye you ever saw. Honestly, I didn't have the slightest idea it'd grow. Well, sagebrush farming was one of the skills which brought success to Rube Long. Throughout his life in the desert, he has always worked toward improving farming methods and developing better range grass for livestock. In 1954, Rube received recognition for his efforts when he was named Oregon Grassman of the Year. A few years ago, Rube Long and E.R. Jackman of Oregon State University got together to write a book about Rube's home country, and they called it The Oregon Desert. It soon became the best nonfiction seller in the Pacific Northwest. As Rube Long says in his opening statement in the book, You can't learn to ride a book by riding a horse any more than you can learn to ride a horse by writing a book. So I'll just run these random horse ideas across in front of the reader, one by one. Which, in Rube Long's case, turns out to be a remarkable method. Never before has the Oregon Desert sprouted so much color, beauty, and humor as it does when seen through Rube Long's eyes. Perhaps his feeling is summed up in his tale about facing St. Peter at the Pearly Gates, when St. Peter says,
Where are you from, cowboy?
Fort Rock Desert.
Well, all right, you can come in, but you ain't going to like it here. It ain't a bit like Fort Rock.